All right, we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Joe Fawcett. He is the chair of the host committee for the Jeter B Provincials that are just under a week away now here in Peace River. I guess first question I got for you here today, Joe. How exciting is it to know that we're almost there at the kind of the start of the big event here?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a relief to see the kind of the finish line in sight. The group and the committee and along with the NAVS board members here, we've been scrambling trying to get things organized and try to put on a good event for the teams and for the fans. So the fact it's almost here is exciting and almost a relief. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, certainly, as you mentioned there, certainly a lot of people have been involved in trying to kind of get this thing going here. How has kind of sort of the response been to the community and getting this, having this event come here and with some of the preparations and helping with that? What's kind of the community response been, you think?
Well, it's been good. I think we've had ticket requests. We have a number of volunteers in place already. And I think the overall sense is that it's an exciting event. I did go and watch some last year in Okotoks, and it's extremely good hockey. And I think people and fans recognize that, and what we're going to have in town is going to be a pretty special tournament to watch. So I think overall there is a sense of excitement out there from the community, and I don't think they'll be disappointed in the product on the ice.
We kind of touched on it there a second ago. Ticket sales, how was kind of sort of the expectations you're looking at for that?
Well, I would suspect it should be pretty strong. It sounded the NAVS had pretty good fan support throughout their playoff run, so I would suspect it would be similar or maybe even better than that. It's fortunate that the way the schedule works, the host team for the first 3 days of the tournament get the late game at 8 and 7 o'clock in the evening. So it does allow local people that are working and whatnot to still come to those games. So I would suspect that the fan support should be very strong. Recently, Lacrete won the Northwest Junior League title as well, and obviously they have a strong fan support with their team as well. So we would suspect that they'll travel to games also. So I would think that a lot of the games will be very full in the arena, which we're extremely excited about.
And, of course, with certainly big events like this, there are a lot of volunteers you also need to have kind of help with you all sorts of little things. How have you been faring in getting sort of volunteers kind of lined up to help with getting through this event?
It's been a pretty good start to the volunteers. It sounds like a lot of the on-ice penalty box timekeepers, those kinds of things, has been filled. We are still looking for volunteers if people are interested. We've still got some openings on our at our ticket tables in the front, taking tickets from the patrons as they come in. Some openings for 50-50 people, and then we're just trying to fill out our security detail. We need about eight security people per game. There's 14 games throughout the course of the weekend, so it's a fairly large number. If anybody is interested in helping out, by all means, you can reach out to our volunteer coordinator, who's Rick Finley. His number is 780-219-5851, and simply flip him a text or a phone call, and he'll help coordinate that for us. So, yeah, we would appreciate any support we can get to make this a successful event.
Yeah, and I would say, and hopefully you get a lot of help to make this event be a really big one. Joe Fawcett, chair of the host committee for the Jeter B Provincials here in Peace River, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
You bet, Kyle. Thanks a lot.